Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange. Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Long and short of the question is the old college versus certification question. Should I get a college degree? Is it better to go to trade or technical school? Is it better to just get the certifications and stuff like that? And we've been through this in the forums before. I've had personal emails to me in the past asking this question, and I thought it would be good to have you on the show and talk about it, open up the show with this topic, because it's very... Obviously, a lot of people have this question and don't understand, people who haven't been in the tech industry. So I think maybe we could clear it up once and for all, so to speak, or at least give our opinions on it, not that that's necessarily the end-all be-all. Why don't you start with this? Because I think you and I probably will agree on this pretty well, but... For, if it comes down to a simple question, which choice would you make coming out of high school? Would you start into college in a computer field, or would you put money into going on a certification spree, so to speak?
Well, personally, I believe that college holds a lot more weight than certifications do. You've been in the industry a while, so you know, basically before the .com flop, certifications were heavily weighted by just about everybody, and that's what was kind of scary. And that also created these places where you could go $10,000 down and you come out with a certification. You may not know shit about what you're talking about, but you've got a certification. And I think now that's caused so much problem that certifications aren't really worth that much of anything without a degree to back it.
Yeah, it really is true. I mean, if you've never taken a certification... It basically goes like this. You will pay for a class kind of similar to you as the same thing you would do at college, except these classes are very much... Oh, gosh, I can't even think of a good adjective to describe. They're very linear, very focused and very linear in their subject matter. They will give you a book or two that are... Start at chapter 1, page 1, and just start reading straight through the book. Now, they will sometimes have classes to go along with it. The majority of the ones I've seen are, for the most part, self-taught. You may come into a class every week or every 2 weeks with questions or something like that. But for the most part, it's an all on you. So, college is like that, too. I mean, it's very much different than high school. You're going into college, you're going into the real world. Everything is on you. You're not going to have... teachers there the next day to say, you know, where's your homework, you know, where's that assignment I gave you. It's going to be all on you to study either one of these. But even worse than the certification field, you have a tendency of putting that book down when you get home. And the way it works is, on a set date, 2 or 3 months later, you will go in and you will take a test that is very literal and, in my opinion, does nothing more than test your memorization skills from what you went over in those books. I've met a lot of people that have certification, and they can ramble off and memorize every port of every whatever, but then you try to ask them what it's used for or what that means and stuff like that, and they really don't know. So, there's good knowledge to be had there, but I don't think it can stand alone.
Well, I think higher education also helps for understanding of what you're talking about. Most of the certification classes seem to be pretty test-centric. They want to teach you how to pass the test. It's all about money. As long as you know how to pass the test, that's all they care about. They don't care if you know the subject matter down to the core. They just want you to pass that test. And academia, I mean, that's the great part. You may start up slowly, and you may build on that, but you understand what you're doing. You're not just left in the world with these certain facts about how to do something and not really know, well, what do these do?
Well, ideally, hopefully.
Right.
And therein comes in the factor of quality of schools and quality of education. There is a difference between one college and another. Some are good, some are not. You know, and instructors within the college. There are some colleges are very bad, but they will still have good instructors. So, it is an issue of balance, like everything else. I know a lot of people I've spoken to hate college or have hated college in the past because they didn't feel that it taught them enough application. College, in my experience, is very much teaching theory, teaching fundamentals, teaching a foundation and basics for which you to understand, for which you are to build on, to expand on that knowledge. So, to me, it really is a natural progression from high school to college, if that is what you're going to do, if that's your plans or your, you know, what you're thinking about. Go into college and you're going to build on the foundation from high school. I know you might not believe it right now, and you're thinking you're trying to escape from high school, but believe it or not, you are going to move on in college, and they're going to teach you fundamentals and basics. And I'm, you know, assuming most people listening to this are going to be engineering majors, computer science, computer information systems majors. You're going to move in and you're going to start with very basic stuff. Your first year or two, you're going to be very frustrated with college because they're going to go back and teach you fundamental networking and fundamental programming concepts and fundamental operating system interaction that you already know. But they need to reaffirm that and reassure that you know those fundamentals as it moves into some of the higher level classes. Like I said, with the certification, it's memorize this, and we will test you on it and give you a certificate. So, if you don't like the idea of you doing a lot of theory and not enough application, you might want to combine the two, because again, you and I, we've been in the technical field, we've been in the industry for a while, and I know absolutely, undoubtedly, for a fact, that a college degree opens the door.
Definitely.
It absolutely does. I mean, it may be my opinion on what's more valuable or what might be appropriate to you is your decision to make, but I can almost state, almost as a matter of fact, that without a college degree, you can have all the certificates in the world, but without that college degree, they don't know that you have the foundation that they need to get the job done. They know that you can memorize very well because you've memorized for that certification, and how long ago did you get that, because majority of them only last a limited time. You know, some people will cram. I know people that just blew me away. They would spend one night studying the night before the test and memorize everything, come in and ace the test, and then the next day, no joke, they can't tell you the first thing about what they just studied.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a few times as well.
So, and that's just the next day. When you got these certificates, you know, a year later, 6 months later even, you know, if you don't use all that kind of stuff, you're not going to remember a lot of it. So the value of them is, you know, it's hit and miss. Are they a good thing? Absolutely. Education in any way, shape, or form is a very good thing. But, personally, my opinion and my advice, and please feel free to correct me or disagree with me, but my advice is, if you're coming out of high school, or even if you're not, even if you're just considering going back to high school or going back to college or starting college for the first time, or, you know, you have these options in front of you, I recommend going to college. Even if it's just for an associate's degree, a two-year degree. If nothing else, at least go get that. And then either afterwards or, in best case scenario, if you can afford the the time to do it, take a certification class or two while you're in college. Treat it as though it's a fifth or sixth class that you're taking. And when you come out, you will have a college degree and certification. I mean, A-plus certification is, you know, not that difficult. There is a lot of memorization to it, don't get me wrong, it's not simple, but I think you will be learning a good combination of theory and application, and you'll come out better in the long run.
Definitely, more complete.
Yeah, because majority of jobs are going to say, first and foremost, the minimum requirements, you must have a bachelor's degree. You must have an associate's degree or equivalent, something like that. And certification will not substitute for that equivalent. Experience might, but again, it's hard to get that experience without that degree in the first place. So it's a catch-22. Definitely want to get a degree and get your foot in the door. Tech schools and trade schools are very risky. They usually have job placement services that are very helpful. They can put you directly in a job as you graduate because employers know that you've learned very specific things that they want and they need, and they have relationships. They can get your foot in the door and get you a job and build up some experience that later on, when you try to go for a job that wants a bachelor's degree or 4 years of experience, you have a little bit more wiggle room there. You can always say, no, I went to a trade school, but I've been in the industry for 4 years or 8 years or whatever. So that also is a good option. You might consider a technical or trade school, but I still say the number one option would be a college degree.
Yeah, definitely. I've actually got a family member who went to one of the larger trade schools. I'll keep the name out just in case. But for $30,000, he ends up getting an associate's degree and has absolutely no idea what he's doing. None. Yeah. But, I mean, I guess it depends on the school.
Right, and you know, don't belittle the fact that the choice of school that you go to makes a difference. I know Mute is taking it very seriously and has been putting in applications, and congratulations to him. He's been accepted to a couple different schools so he can kind of make some good choices. That's not to say there's anything wrong. I went to the first school I went to, I don't want to get into my whole personal whining or whatever, but I started off at a community college for whatever reason, financial reasons, and I got a better education there than I ended up going to a four-year institution. Now, I've been since then to a couple other four-year institutions here and there, but I had a great community college when I went up. There's nothing wrong with a community college. If anything, I could recommend that to people because, like I said, when you go in and start taking classes, the first thing you take are going to be fundamentals and basics. Everybody has to take English 1, Writing 101, whatever they want to call it. English 101, Writing 101, Composition 101, whatever they want to call it. You're going to have to take that no matter what. It might be a good idea, especially, and very, very economical, to go to a community college and take some of those classes. Make sure they'll transfer over to your college of choice when you're ready, but take a couple of those basic classes, maybe the intro to computer classes and stuff that you know is going to be simple, and transfer it over, and you'll save yourself a lot of money in the process. And you'll get a good feeling, good introduction to college, smaller classes. You know, there's a lot of important decisions to be made at this point in your life, and don't belittle it. Don't belittle it. My advice is check out local colleges, make a decision on what direction you want to go, and certification should really be secondary in your mind, I think. The silence of a candle burning in my room. The silence of a candle burning in my room.
Smoldering wish, he won't snuff out. You're walking with your chest out, but pride got your heart looking dim. I've seen this happen to many men and many women. Trembling, low self-esteem, got the flame flickering. And once this happened, the traps have been set and the maggots have been let in. It's time that you'll be forgetting, but thinking that God forgot you. And the devil holds up a hoop for you to jump through. Hard rock, solid sediment, and it's hard to break through. Stare into the eyes of doubt and turn into a stone statue. An ember struggling. The saliva from a demon's mouth turns a bonfire to nothing. Haven't you cried, please send something to deliver me from this?
I got caught up in the abyss and struck with a pestilence. My soul cleaveth to dust and melt from the heaviness. Unnerved by the sound as the city crashes, while Jesus suffers through 30 lashes. Blood and sweat removed from his divine spine to add to my spineless. Dead man raised from a casket, but callousness rusted my progress under a basket. A hidden fluorescent lamp under a bed. I feel dead with insight from Christ. Locked in my forehead, my soul aching. A cardiac ransack. Crack gathers in my lungs from the smokestack. A pilgrim progressing the right path, but now treating John like cul-de-sac. As a foul spirit twists my direction in the pitch black.
It's a shame that I never want to spread his beautiful name to walk the streets. It's hard to explain why my speech doesn't reach the ears of lost souls. Too many years of shedding tears. How do I steer towards obedience without running over medians? I fear to be laughed at like comedians. A human chameleon is what I am, and I can't stand that. I do my best to stick out like Sammy Davis Jr. from the Rat Pack. What do I lack? An outer light like an eclipse or nothing to ignite. I fight with this inner voice that seems to amplify inside my mind, but I can't deny him. Since he manifests in a flesh, defeated death with one breath of life. No more silence, I call him Silas. Look inside this candle as I burn with the timeless heat. Even if my wick seems to be weak, his wonderful presence appears to strengthen my feet, lengthen my reach. Only to illuminate a dark and lonely valley of life. His radiant light cuts through darkness like a sharpened knife. It's a pattern that lies beyond in a circle of motion like the rings of Saturn. I'm a human lantern that was once pictured as a silent candle. My mouth, I utter words but don't speak. Most of the time I say nothing, and if I do it's too deep. I'm a creeper, radio head, wondering what I'm doing here. I don't belong here, and lately it's become ever so clear. I try to find my place in this cold world and found none. So I die to this world, but dying made me feel numb and dumb. Deaf and blind, hands over ears, mouth and eyes. A monkey in the middle, caught between earth and sky. I try to let my light shine, but my flame flickers dim. At times almost fades till I can feel its warm glow within. This insight was a fire, cold winds blow against my soul. So I rage against the dying of the light and won't let go. Lord, I know that I have failed you time and time again. If I transcend every obstacle, will I become a legend like Tanzan? I try to comprehend my purpose and why my surface seems to melt. How could a candle be so worthless? All I think's about myself. Where else could you have placed me on this earth but to excel? Stand on mountains, shout and seek heaven, forsake hell. My light whispers instead of yells, and no secrets I must tell. One day this frame will decay, and this flame will burn and not be held.
I'm fragile, my heart breaks in the moment of my rest. You see, I'm nothing but a worm as I squirm through the valley of death. Just like Judas with the breath of lies, my own savior I've denied. I can see him stretch from my person as a curse of sin. And when she died, I cried many times and I sighed many times. I talk the talk without the walk, you can hear it in my rhymes. Visions of my enemy flash as I look at my own reflection. Manifest with no direction because I can't stand a subjection. God, can you hear my cry when I set my face towards the sky? Do I suffer in vain with pain? Is it simply strange to ask why? Is your son really for me? Did it not die for my selfish habits? Then please tell me, Lord, why I get mercy and all that I can't hack it? Will the answer lie in front of me? Am I just too blind to see it? I grasp the air with a silent stare. Your instructions to believe it. All I long to stand strong, proclaim your love, but I'm too weak. That was this, you call me a mute.
What we see and what we hear determine the things of which we speak. Out of the treasures of our hearts which we've stored our beliefs. What we seek is what we find, selfless pleasures for the day. We don't often lift our voices, we're ashamed of what we'll say. What we see and what we hear determine the things of which we speak. Out of the treasures of our hearts which we've stored up in heaps. What we seek is what we find, selfless pleasures for the day. We don't often lift our voices, we're ashamed of what we'll say. What we see and what we hear determine the things of which we speak. Out of the treasures of our hearts which we've stored up in heaps. What we seek is what we find, selfish pleasures for the day. We don't often lift our voices, we're ashamed of what we'll say. pleasures. What we seek is what we find. Some is pleasures for the day. We don't often lift our voices. We're ashamed of what we'll say.
And the voice within the candle whispers of a timeless peace that lies beyond.